Yeah, we're going to stay talking Gaelic games for the next while, because while Ballygunner are in action in the senior semi-final, we do have a junior semi-final to contend with also. It is Colligan who are going to be up against Ballygiblin of Cork in the junior semi. That game in Páirc Rinn tomorrow at 1:15. And I'm delighted to say, joining me on the line to look ahead is player manager Alan Walsh. Alan, good to have you along.
Great to be here, lads. Great to be here. Thanks very much for the invite.
So, tell me about this. You have a pretty big game on the cards tomorrow. A first game in Munster for Colligan, surely one that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to it. It's a huge game for us, for the club and everyone. Like, as you said, first time in Munster Championship, like, you know, we're going into the unknown, but really, really looking forward to it. Everyone seems to be up for it, and we're really, really looking forward. Can't wait to get at it.
There was a couple of moments down the years, Alan, where Colligan had made it into Munster, but unfortunately didn't get to play a game in it. You might fill me in on that front, if you can.
Well, years ago, we got in there, and foot and mouth was about at the time, so that stopped that one. Then we managed to get in there another time, and we were too late to play the Munster Championship. The first round of the Munster Championship was gone. So I can remember on two occasions we qualified, but unfortunately other events then stopped us from actually competing in the Munster Championship.
Yeah, well, sure, look, that'll change this weekend at least, unless we've a typhoon rolls in over the course of the next 24 hours. You will be playing a Munster Championship game, of course, in Páirc Rinn. Yes. Look, Ballygiblin, if I can say the word, Adam, are going to be tough opponents, because, look, they're obviously in the All-Ireland Final last year, came short in the end, but nonetheless, they were in the All-Ireland Final. They are the reigning Munster champions also. It's going to be a pretty big challenge for you.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. We're well aware of the challenges against us. Yeah, Ballygiblin are a very, very good side. They have the experience on their side as well. Like, you know, as you said, they won the Munster part of it last year and beaten it by a point, I think, by Munkine, the final last year as well. So we do know that we have a mammoth task ahead of us. We do know what they have, but if we bring our A game, I think we can cause an upset on the day. They'll be the very strong favourites going into it. May suit us. Hopefully it will suit us. But yeah, we do have a massive, massive task ahead of us.
I suppose it's something that you're probably maybe not used to, but you have recent experience of it at least, Alan. Considering the county final, you know, all eyes were pointing towards Ballygunner and they were on for the treble at that stage. And look, they won the intermediate, they won the senior, but they didn't win the junior because he stood in their way. So when we talk about underdogs or going in as not the favourites, that's something that you have fairly good recent experience of.
Yeah, that time against Ballygunner, we were the underdogs going into that match. Yeah, it can bring you on that little bit more, you know what I mean? You can put in a bit more effort and things like that when you're there. The pressures of being favoured is not on your back, and it's something that teams that are the slight underdogs can come out on top because of that. So going in as underdogs does suit us. We have played as underdogs before, and we prefer the underdog situation going into these kind of games. We prefer to be the underdogs going into them.
Like, does it feel a little bit like bonus territory in some ways, Alan, considering, you know, 38 years waiting for a junior title, and then you get it done this year, you know, waiting since 1984 to do it? And does it have that little kind of feel about, okay, whatever comes next is a bonus?
Yeah, so we started off at the start of the year and we set out what we wanted to do. So our main goal this year was to win the county championship. That was the goal. That's what we wanted to go. That's what we set our sights on way back in March, whenever we started in March. That was our goal. Once we had that achieved, anything else then we considered bonus territory. But we are taking the bonus territory as serious as the county championship as well. But we are definitely in bonus territory here, you know. And as I said, it's an unknown territory as well. So it's exciting times for us. Exciting times for us.
Yeah. How much as well, Alan, plays into the fact that, look, it's been a long time since you've had a competitive game, and, you know, lads have been busy, lads have been playing football, but when we talk about a competitive game in hurling, it is that county final. September the 10th is when it was played, so it's been a fair while. And if we look at the other side of things, like Ballygiblin were in action very recently against Tipperary's Grange Mochler in the Munster quarter final, so they've been a bit more match tested in recent times. Is that something on your mind or not?
It's there in the back of our mind, but we can look at it another way. We may be fresher coming in now. You know, the hunger might be there, a bit more hunger. We could have a bit more hunger than Ballygiblin on the day, because we haven't played in so long. We got a couple of matches during the when the football ended and before tomorrow's game. So we have to have a couple of games. We haven't had a championship game since December 10th, but I think the hunger is there. I think it's going to drive an extra little bit of hunger for us, and it may give us an edge again on the day. But definitely, they have other people then would say they have a championship match under their belt. They'd be more up for it. They're after playing a recent game of hurling, etc., etc. But listen, it is what it is. It's the way the cards were dealt to us. So look, we have to deal with them as best we can.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out tomorrow, because it is 1:15 start to see if you get through to the Munster final. And look, fingers crossed, Alan, we're all behind you. Hopefully you can do it, because what a story and what an occasion it would be for Colligan. So I'll leave you go and wish you the very best of luck tomorrow. Hope you can do it.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Good stuff, Alan. Thanks a million.